This is Canyon Chronicles, where we talk about archaeology, history, and the culture of this place. I'm Mike Woodrow, and I'll be your host. Today we have a couple of special guests from the Anasazi Heritage Center. We have the director of a, or the developer, rather, of a brand new exhibit, which opened last week with grand opening yesterday. This lady comes to us, spent a couple of years putting together this program. Her name is Sarah Thompson. We'll be discussing with her the brand new exhibit on basketry in the Southwest, which I think has been titled Weaving Stories Through Time. Additionally, we have Bridget Ambler. Bridget is the supervisory curator. Supervisory curator at the Anasazi Heritage Center. So let's get started. Bridget, it seems that there's a whole bunch of new things that have occurred at the Heritage Center.
Well, Mike, we had some building upgrades recently, which were part of a BLM statewide effort to modernize some of our infrastructure. And so we've been closed to the public for a couple of months. And while we were closed, we thought, let's reopen to our community. Let's make this a splash. And an opportunity came up to partner with Twin Rocks Trading Post out of Bluff. And we also partnered with our neighbors, the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe, to borrow some baskets for them for this exhibit. So actually, we put together this exhibit in about 3 months, which was monumental in terms of exhibit development timeline. And Sarah was the lead developer for that exhibit and organized all of the procurement of baskets and all the tasks that needed to be done. But really, each and every person at the Heritage Center pitched in. It was really a great collaborative effort.
That's a very good point. Sarah, I had the opportunity to spend a little time going through the exhibit, and I was struck by just how broad the exhibit is in so many dimensions. Mm-hmm. Could you talk a little bit about the depths and breadths of this exhibit?
Yeah. Well, as Bridget mentioned, we had the opportunity to borrow some baskets from Twin Rocks Trading Post in Bluff, Utah, as well as from the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe here in Toyoak. And so these are very modern baskets. And right around the same time we started developing this exhibit, a very old basket, it's been carbon dated to 7,000 years old, came into our collection. And so we had this very, very ancient basket and these modern baskets. And really, in developing this exhibit, I worked to fill in the blanks between these ancient and modern baskets using baskets from our BLM collection as well as some other loans, for example, from Mesa Verde National Park. And so we have this, you know, huge breadth of history, 7,000 years, and the exhibit explores the functions of baskets, why they were made, different techniques of how they were made, materials used, and then really how baskets transformed from a functional object into a more of a ceremonial or artistic object in modern times.
Let's talk about that just a minute. You have representatives from, you have the Ute Mountain Ute baskets, and you have the Navajo baskets from Twin Rocks. How do you see these comparing with each other in terms of their use and other dimensions?
They're actually used quite differently. White Mesa Ute basket makers often make baskets to give as gifts or as functional objects, or decorative. The Diné basket makers, they also make baskets to sell or to give, but then some of them, their baskets with specific designs and colors have a very ceremonial use, and they're used in weddings or birth events. And so the Utes make baskets very similarly, but the functions can be quite different.
If I go and take a look at the different baskets in the exhibit, will I see different methods for making baskets or techniques? And are those indicative of anything else?
Mm-hmm. Well, the interesting thing is that actually there's very similar methods. And even that very old 7,000-year-old basket I mentioned before is made using some of the very same techniques used by modern basket weavers today. The differences that you'll see will come from the colors, the patterns, and the styles of the designs used. in the baskets.
And a basket is used for more than just throwing something in it. What are the other uses that baskets have?
Well, some of the very earliest uses would be collecting food. Also, when farmers grew corn, they would use baskets to toss the grains up to winnow the corn, separate the grain from the chaff. Baskets in the Southwest were also used to carry water before metal containers were brought into the area. They would tightly coil baskets and then use pinion pitch to make them watertight. And so those have been some of the very functional uses of baskets in the Southwest.
They were also used in food preparation, weren't they?
That's right. The very tightly woven baskets were used to cook food. They boiled water by placing hot rocks into the basket with the water to boil the water. And this was before the development of ceramics.
And that worked for all of the foodstuffs that the folks here ate?
Well, it worked for foods such as meat or corn, but then beans, as you know, take quite a long time to cook. And so baskets weren't able to withhold the time and temperatures needed to cook beans. And that's really fundamental in development of ceramics, because ceramics are able to withstand the cooking temperatures needed to cook beans all the way through.
You know, I believe reading somewhere about the transition from pottery to baskets, or from baskets to pottery, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
I had the sense that one of the first things that happened was people, you know, put clay on the inside of the basket, mm-hmm. and then took it out, may or may not have been fired. But I believe you have some of those same type of pots that come out of the basketry.
Yes.
From very late, in Anasazi history.
I believe the ones we have are probably dated to the Pueblo II period. So still right around that transitional time still.
So 800-900.
A little later.
Well, that's pretty old. I guess when I think of old, I think of what's in my refrigerator. If you were going to try to talk to the various different audiences that this wonderful exhibit would have, what would be the kind of things that would help them appreciate and maybe connect in a different way to the things they're seeing?
Well, one really nice thing about these modern baskets is that they not only have traditional designs in them, some of them tell stories through the designs in their baskets. And we have a couple baskets singled out that have a special story, such as Coyote Placing the Stars, which is a story of how the Milky Way was formed with the first man and Coyote. And that's depicted in a basket. And we also have the legend in a poster board next to it. So there's really this personal connection to the baskets, you know, telling your history through your art is what's depicted in these modern baskets. And I think people will really get a kick out of seeing, you know, these traditional stories depicted in these beautiful art forms using bright colors and beautiful weaving techniques.
Well, that's wonderful.
I think another thing that visitors will expect when they come is that Sarah's been very deliberate about creating an exhibit that is family friendly. So everyone from grandma to toddlers will have something to look at and a way to interact with the exhibit when they visit the BLM Anasazi Heritage Center. She has some interactives in the exhibit and activities that little kids and adults of all can enjoy while they visit.
Well, that's great. The Anasazi Heritage Center does such a good job of putting things out where people can put their hands on them. Somehow that gives a different, deeper reality to the artifacts. Yesterday was an open house, and you had some basket makers come and make baskets for folks.
Yeah, Sarah, maybe you could talk about the weavers that came.
We had Joanne Johnson from Douglas Mesa, Utah, come and do a weaving demonstration. She had two baskets of her own on exhibit that we had loaned from Twin Rocks, and she showed the public the materials she uses, how she dyes them, some natural dyes she uses, and then as well the process, the very intricate process of starting a basket and completing a basket.
That's wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful. Well, so to sum up, to the audience out here, we have a beautiful exhibit of ancient and modern basketry, brand new exhibit called Weaving Stories Through Time.
Weaving, Weaving Stories, Basketry in the Southwest.
There you go. And it's open during the business hours of the Heritage Center, which are 9 to 4 right now?
10 to 4 right now. 10 to 4 right now. And then we'll be switching to our spring and summer hours, 9 to 5. And we also have some, I want to give a shout out to Mesa Verde National Park, who's also loaned us some baskets for this exhibit, and our partners, Canyonlands Natural History Association.
All right. Well, I want to thank our special guests, Bridget Ambler and Sarah Thompson, for sharing with us what we can see. I also want to thank, of course, our audience for tuning in and sharing their time with us, and also Southwest Colorado Canyons Alliance. This is Mike Woodrow with Canyon Chronicles. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.